So the lady brought in the dog, and what sort of things did she tell you about being safe with dogs?
If a dog jumps up on you, do this X Factor and walk away slowly. If a dog sees you and it doesn't have an owner, stand very, very, very still.
Brilliant. And what did she tell you about patting the dog?
Let it smell you and then lick you and then stroke it under the chin.
And what did she say about when a dog's eating?
Do never stroke or touch it.
And what did she say about poos?
Pick it up with a poo bag.
Doreen, you, on behalf of Ards and North Down Borough Council, have come in to give the children a talk.
We do this to keep the children safe. It's called Charlie's Chums. So it's for stray dogs, things like that. Children play parks. If they see dogs, they don't go running up to them and end up getting bitten. So we teach them to be wary of dogs, but be careful around them. To ask the owner's permission if they're with the owner, so they don't just run up and put, you know, hands on the dogs and things like that. And just to be very careful around dogs that don't know.
What sort of groups do you go to? Do you contact them? Do they contact you?
The council do it, obviously, to keep children safe and things like that. And it's the schools, play groups, after school clubs, things like that would contact us. Obviously, Charlie, you met today, which is Michelle's dog. She brings it into schools, to different places, and the kids love to meet him. He makes it very real. And we do the tricks with the dog, as you've seen today, which the kids love. But it shows them that, yes, Charlie's lovely, but even Charlie is a big dog. And if you don't know what you're doing, he could knock you over and things like that. So it's just to make them aware. And obviously, kids love seeing the dogs.
Charlie was the star of the show.
Certainly was.
Beautiful golden retriever.
He's a very steady dog. He's a very kind dog. He wouldn't do you any harm. There's no malice upon his body at all. If we had any worries, we wouldn't use him.
And I know you asked all the kids if they had any questions about dogs. What's the weirdest question you've been asked?
Actually, don't get many weird. It's the same questions. I have a dog, or I have a dog with a pink collar, or, you know, stuff like that. There's no... The kids actually are more sensible than the adults when it comes to asking questions sometimes. And they're very plain questions, yes or no answers. They just want to know. So usually, I wouldn't say odd questions, but it's the same questions every time we go out.
How did you get into this job?
I've been working with dogs most of my adult life. I was in the RAF with dogs as well, so I was lucky enough to get the job and enjoy it, yeah.
In the RAF, you were a dog handler?
I was a kennel maid with the RAF. At the time, women weren't allowed to be dog handlers, believe it or not. Things have all changed now. That shows you how old and giving away maids a wee bit. But at the time, yes, so I was a kennel maid, loved it. I was at RAF Newton in England and all over the world with it, so loved it.
You all say bye-bye to Charlie?
Bye-bye, Charlie.
Bye. Bye, Charlie.